This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler and me, Sarah Castor Perry. We're joined by Professor Marion Hetherington from the University of Leeds and Susie Swithers from Purdue University. Susie, I've got a question for you from Andrew Reitemeyer on Facebook. He says that he's read that the digestive system monitors food for the presence of certain nutrients and will encourage the brain to desire food until the need is met. Is it a question that we crave certain foods that contain certain nutrients?
There's certainly some evidence that if you induce states of significant deficit, that animals will show preferences for foods that contain those. But in terms of whether, you know, in a relatively healthy population, whether we actually show specific cravings for nutrients, that's a much tougher question to find evidence for.
Marion, if I could bring you into this, think about the foods that people crave. There must be some sort of developmental links in that we crave things that we're familiar with and not necessarily nutrition that we need, but food that we like.
Well, certainly the evidence from psychology suggests that food cravings are very common and they're very rarely, as Susie says, associated with a particular deficit. Lots of research has shown that food cravings are common in men and women, and they tend to be for foods that are very popular, like chocolate and confectionery, although men tend to crave things that are salty and savoury. So, yeah, cravings are to do with familiarity and what you've learned to like under certain circumstances. And certainly in dieters, it seems that the cravings can be stronger for foods that people are trying to avoid. So as a psychologist, I'm very interested in food cravings because they quite often point to foods that are desirable because we're meant to limit them, because they're tempting, and because we're trying to restrict them when we're dieting. So chocolate, for example, is a very commonly craved food, and it's not about any kind of nutrient deficiency. And this is really nicely demonstrated by data from Paul Rosen. And Paul Rosen gave people who craved chocolate a box, and he said, whatever's in the box, have this when you're craving chocolate. And in the box, it was either empty or it had capsules containing cocoa powder or white chocolate or milk chocolate. And white chocolate, remember, has no cocoa. It has just cocoa butter. It doesn't have any bioactive ingredients. And what they found was that cravings could be reduced in chocolate cravers by white chocolate and by milk chocolate. So it wasn't that the cravings were really directed towards any kind of nutrient or any kind of physiological deficit, but rather because of the comfort of eating something that was really delicious. Melt in the mouth, sugar and fat, absolutely delicious. That's where cravings come from.
Fantastic. Well, that's Marion Hetherington. She's from the University of Leeds. We were also joined by Susie Swithers from Purdue University.